This episode is made possible by my Patreon supporters. For the multi-tier, thank you so much to Christina N, Earl B, Saint Peaches, Stephanie E, and Taryn C. For the Tao tier, huge thank you to Bonkers and Carla C. And lastly, for the Anito patrons, a huge thank you to Violin A, Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona, and Luna, Legion, and Brizo. Thank you so much for your support, and if you're interested in becoming a patron, just head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Pick the tier that fits your interest so you can get early access to episodes, updates, and exclusive content. Once again, it's patreon.com/tabitabipod. And back to the show. Hello and welcome to Tabi Tabi Podcast, the show that talks about Philippine folklore and sometimes other Asian legends. I am your host, Ethan. Season 10 has concluded and the podcast will now take a break. If you follow us on social media, you may already be aware that Season 11 will be put on hold for the time being. Don't be alarmed though, since we will continue to provide regular updates, I also intend to revisit some earlier episodes and give them a new spin so that I can add more information to them. I hope you would continue to support the podcast. So, settle in my dear listeners, and let's begin. Now I haven't featured anything for Call of the Orient in a long time, so let's fix that today. If you're new here, Call of the Orient is a segment of the show that aims to explore mythical creatures both unknown and well-known, as well as some haunting locations. In today's episode, we will travel to Singapore, specifically in Changi. In here, we will find the infamous Changi Hospital, a now-defunct and abandoned general hospital. The hospital was built in 1935 to serve the British Royal Air Force, during which time it was called the RAF Hospital. The British withdrew upon the outbreak of war in the Pacific and the Japanese occupation of Singapore in 1942. During this time, Japan used the hospital as a prison camp for British soldiers and their allies, as well as anyone considered to be anti-Japanese. After Singapore claimed independence in 1965, the hospital was renamed the Anzuc Hospital and served members of the Commonwealth Armed Forces of Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. 10 years later, the hospital was turned over to the Singapore Armed Forces. Its closure came with a merging with the former Toa Payu Hospital and was renamed as the Changi General Hospital, which relocated new operations to nearby Simei, not far from Changi. It began winding down activities in February 1997 and completely abandoned in December that year, and remains abandoned to this day, but is out of bounds to the public. So in 2006, the site was put up for lease. A company purchased the property in hopes of converting the grounds into a luxury resort. Plans soon fell through, however. While the official story cites financial reasons, there are some who suspect that the hospital's spectral inhabitants were the actual cause. It's not hard to see why this place could be haunted. It's also said that the hospital was thought to be a base for the Japanese secret police or the Kinpei Tai, who held jurisdictions over occupied territories and prisoners of war. The Kinpei Tai had a reputation for ruthlessness, and many believe that prisoners held in the hospital grounds were often tortured to death. In fact, some stories claim that the Kinpei Tai would impale the severed head of executed prisoners on iron stakes outside of public buildings during the occupation. And because of these atrocities, there are so many stories about souls who still roam around the hallways of the hospital. Stories about loud, unexplained screams are commonly heard when you visit the hospital. There were also reports of a small boy sitting in some room or spirits of children that haunt the old children's ward. Others say there's an old man walking down the hall, but some say that it's not a man that's walking, but a woman. Lastly, there are also stories about ghosts of bloodied soldiers roaming the hospital. Naturally, whenever those who have seen these various specters attempt to investigate them further, they are found to have vanished. One particularly persistent story claims that one of these spirits belongs not to a prisoner, but to a nurse. The facility was used both as a hospital and a prison camp, remember? During those three fateful years in 1940s, it's said that a wounded soldier died on this nurse's watch. And whether he died by her negligence or simply due to the severity of his wounds remains unknown. Unfortunately for the nurse, she was blamed for his death all the same. And the soldier's relatives came and enacted their revenge, killing her brutally in retaliation. Areas especially prone to activity are reportedly the locations at which the mortuary and the accident and emergency department were once located, as well as the operating theater. It is also said that there's a secret tunnel running underneath the hospital, or perhaps a hidden bunker, which are no longer accessible, but which, one, must have been used for nefarious purposes years ago, and two, may continue to hold energy, which affects the rest of the hospital even now. That is it for the 7th episode of Call of the Orient. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you learned something new. If you'd like to suggest a topic from other Asian countries, please feel free to send a message. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or you can always become a Patreon member and get cool benefits. Just head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. You can also donate via GCash if you're feeling generous. Info will be listed on the show notes. Once again, thank you to my patrons for sponsoring today's episode, and to you, my dear listeners. Thank you for continuously supporting the podcast. Please stay safe, because I appreciate you all. This has been Ethan, and thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. Join me next week to discuss more Asian haunted locations. Bye!